Good morning, Paddy.
Hello, how are you, mate?
All right. Interesting, Steve Devine, former soccer player, rugby league player from Bondi, who went on to become an All Black. It can happen from anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's rugby story is different, and they're all very interesting. And Steve's certainly got one at the far end of the interesting.
And one another interesting one, Bundy's Crusaders tonight, Sam Carter, 100th match.
Yeah, it's an awesome achievement by Sammy. He's been an absolute stalwart down there. He's always been a great second rower. Been a little bit unlucky, I feel, in how many tests he's played. I feel like he's cut out for test rugby. Probably should have played a few more tests, but been a great leader down there. And he's a fantastic player. So I'm sure he'll go well. I'm sure the boys will turn up, and it'd be great to see him knock Crusaders off.
Now, the Waratahs have the bye this weekend after, what are we saying, inglorious 29-0 loss last weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Look, it was. We've gone through the review this week, and the things we changed would probably be around the way we controlled the game. So for those who watch it on TV, which is probably most of your listeners not at the ground, there was a few issues around our ability to control the tempo. So the Lions would just take their time coming into set piece, try and slow the game down for a big pack so then they could put in a big effort in the set piece or in the phase play just after. And then that was kind of playing into their hands. And then also, that meant our boys got frustrated, did a few stupid one-out things that sort of snowballed from there. But yeah, it was disappointing. After we had a good start to the season, it was disappointing, particularly the league 29 points.
So you've been banished to Warren to look at the New South Wales Country Championships this weekend.
I'd go to Warren regardless, Lowy. You know that.
Yeah, I know. It's the hospitality, the golf, whatever.
Can't say I've played nine holes in Warren, but I reckon it'll be a great weekend out there. So the opportunity came up where we had the Sunday off, and the Waratahs very kindly offered to send me up there, see what's going on. So I can't wait. Actually, I'm quite excited to get out there and see how everyone goes. But I'm interested to see how that Andrew Collins coached combined New England Central North team goes as well.
Northwest Bushrangers play Western Plains 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Richardson Shield. You'll be cheering them on, no doubt.
I will. Of all the teams I'm a little bit torn for, though, it's the Western Plains. My sister is marrying an Indian boy, so we spend a bit of time out there, but I'll certainly be going for the Bushrangers. It'll be a good match, though.
And we've got Central North and New England playing in women's seven, so that'll be interesting. They kick off very shortly this morning, so depending on those results, what matches will follow. But they've got a couple of round games, 3 for Central North and 2 for New England. So it should be interesting, and hopefully you behave yourself.
I'll be back for training on Monday, so I'm certainly behaving myself. It's great to hear the girls are getting guard there as well. I think that the women's games come on in leaps and bounds, and it's been absolutely fantastic, particularly the Super W final down here, which was an absolutely epic game.
I watched that. It was very interesting and tough and hard.
Wasn't it? Yeah, but it's a little bit like, it reminds me in some ways of how people enjoy watching the Shoot Shield and schoolboy rugby. It's just a little bit more raw and like a little bit less tactics than Super Rugby. Like, the girls really go hard at in their defence, they run hard at each other, and they really rip in. It's good to watch.
A couple of great tackles as well, especially the fullback for New South Wales who saved a try, and eventually that won them the game and they got a penalty.
That's right, yeah, she's a great player. She has been for years, announced her
retirement.
Wallaroo retirement this week, so that'll be sad to see her go.
Well, you enjoy yourself out there, and I hope the coach trains you really hard this week.
Yeah, big game against the Blues at Brookvale Oval next week, Lowy. So the boys will be flying up for that, particularly the skipper, Nick Hooper, the king of Manly. So it'll be a good game, and we're looking forward to getting back on the horse.
Well, let's hope one home side can win at Brookvale because the other can't.
He is hoping. Someone's due there.
Righto. Thanks, Paddy. All the best.
Cheers, Lowy. You too, mate. Have a good weekend.